when you look at the geology of hot springs that we see in our area, really are not from the geothermal resource. It's rainwater which percolates through the ground and then gets close to the heat source and gets warmed up and then bubbles up as a hot spring. Some tectonic activity or earthquake could alter how the path of that water gets to a hot spring more easily. But this is quite a large geothermal resource, and the resource itself exists in very tiny fractures. It's a highly fractured area that starts somewhere around 3,000 feet and goes down almost 13,000 feet.